The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
The World Cup is underway. The T20 World Cup, of course, is being played at the moment, and some controversy overnight with Quentin de Kock deciding, or we don't know for certain. We're going to talk to our man Longani Zami right now. He writes for The Guardian. He's a leading South African cricket writer. The assumption is that he didn't play because he took exception being told that he had to take a knee prior to the game against the West Indies. Longani's been good enough to join us. Good morning to you, and thanks for your time, Longani.
Good morning, Gaza.
Tell me this. We assume that Quentin de Kock has taken a stance here and decided not to play the second T20 World Cup game for South Africa on the basis of the South African cricketing governing body telling him they had to take a knee. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that is the general understanding, and I think it's a fair assumption. Given that they sent an instruction to the team 25 minutes before they started the match, or they left the hotel for the match, and Quinny just took umbrage at the fact that, you know, there was an instruction given with no choice for players.
So, I mean, you would have anticipated, this is not a new thing, that this has been happening in cricket for a while. We know Michael Holding's been outspoken upon it. You would have thought they would have had some sort of plan in place prior to this World Cup starting?
Yeah, I think that's probably what's pissed off a lot of people, really, within that camp. That the timing of it could have been a lot better, given the amount of time that South Africa have had to take a definitive collective stance on it. And they've almost made up the rule in the middle of the tournament ahead of a must-win game. And previously, the previous board had said to them that every player is allowed to express themselves in whichever way they deem fit. And to suddenly change that on the eve of such an important match, you know, I'll qualify it by saying that Quentin de Kock, if you're asking me if he's racist or against Black Lives Matter, I'll unequivocally say no, because I know him personally and I know the work that he's done to improve the lives and the experiences of black players and black people around him for years and years, long before Black Lives Matter was a trend on social media.
So, Longani, why then wouldn't he have taken the knee, do you think?
I think because the constitutional right was taken away from them, it was an instruction from the boss when it hadn't been previously discussed. And I added to that, from my conversations with him before on it, he sees it as a token gesture which has been watered down to almost mean nothing. It's something that you have to do to be seen to be doing the right thing. But his preference is to actually do the right thing, which he does in the way that he lives and the way that he interacts and the way that he treats people of all races. So it's the token for him. It's the token gesture for him. That's the issue.
Do you think we're going to hear from him? Do you think he's going to hold a press conference, or they'll put him out there so that he can actually explain his actions?
Absolutely not. It's just, he's for years, he's been ridiculed as this airhead who can hold a cricket bat and make runs, but he can't articulate himself, and he's lucky that he can actually make runs, because otherwise he'd have a tough life. But you know, between those eyes, there is a brain, and there is a lot of emotional intelligence. And unfortunately, it's the perfect storm between some pretty shoddy administration in South African cricket at the moment, a mixed messaging in terms of what players can and cannot do. And the South African cricket team, actually, at the very beginning, at the very height of this Black Lives Matter movement, when England toured South Africa, the very first opportunity they had to come out publicly and take a stance or take a knee, they wanted to make a collective gesture, which was overruled by the board, a lot of which has since been removed. But the team at the beginning had made a team decision that they were all happy with, and the board overruled them. And ever since then, it's sort of been a free for all where you kind of do the right thing, or you kind of do what feels right for you, and we're trying to please everybody. And that you know, that blurred messaging, this is what it leads to, because the last he heard was, you can do what you want. You can do what feels right. So others are taking a knee. Others are raising a fist. He's standing still. you know, it's confusing. And obviously the optics, and I think a lot of those board members, including Lawson Naidoo, probably had a lot of pressure politically and a lot of pressure from their own WhatsApp group saying, this looks terrible. Look at the picture on Sunday against Australia where half the team is doing this and the other team is the half the team is doing that. But ultimately, they haven't taken ownership of the messaging right up front. So players have been allowed to express whatever they believe in their own fashion because we are such a complicated country in the first place. And in doing so, you open this up where people say, well, I'll keep it to myself. Quinton de Kock said, I'll keep it to myself. I'll keep it private and I'll do what I do in my private capacity. I'm not going to publicise it and I'm not going to explain my actions.
We're talking to leading South African cricket writer Lagani Zami. Is it a divided dressing room then, the South African cricket team?
I'd say far from it, because I think if you go around and take a poll of every single black player in that team, they know exactly what type of person Quinton de Kock is. And there are many instances where he's shown exactly where he stands. You know, the problem with an image that happens just before a game where you take a still and some people are standing and some people are kneeling and some people are raising fists and you make a judgment, an instantaneous judgment on what you're doing, therefore it defines who you are. It's very, very misleading and it's very naive. And, you know, Quinton de Kock is one of the leading lights in terms of inclusivity in that team. When black players have come in, when black backroom staff members have come in, he's been the most welcoming. I've heard of anecdotes from people where Quinton...
Oh, unfortunately, it sounds like Lagani may have dropped out there. So it would appear, Tim, listening, that this is, I think, Lagani. Are you back there, Lagani? Sorry about that.
Yep.
Continue on. We just dropped out there for a moment, but it would have. I guess we're coming up to our news. So I just wonder whether have we seen Quinton de Kock play his last game for South Africa, or can he come back from this?
It is very, very possible that he becomes a T20 mercenary on the back of this, because the initial uproar has been so severe and so sustained that he's become the scapegoat and the face of resistance, if you will, for those who are unfortunately not in the know. And because he hasn't taken a knee and because he hasn't even taken his place in the match on the back of being told to take a knee, therefore he's against the establishment and therefore he must be made an example of. So it's quite likely that he becomes a T20 mercenary playing around the world and collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars and never plays for South Africa again.
Which would be sad, particularly given that he was there for the T20 World Cup. Hey, Lungani, we appreciate you giving some insight into what's a particularly complex situation, but a first-hand insight at that, and we thank you for your time this morning.
My absolute pleasure, Gary.
Lungani Zami, who writes for The Guardian, there from Johannesburg, South African cricket writer. So I know we come up to the news, and this is too simplistic, but it would appear from Lungani, who knows Quinton de Kock personally, who says he's at the forefront of trying to, you know, bridge the gap and be welcoming and open, and he's absolutely conscious of the whole situation, that he just didn't want to be dictated to by the governing body, who up until 10 minutes before the game said, well, you can make up your own mind, which was clear in the first game. You make up your own mind, whether you want to stand, whether you want to kneel, whether you want to put a fist up, whatever. And then 10 minutes before the second game, they're trying to force players to do something.
Yeah. Do you think that's the right way to go about it, though?
No. God help me. You reckon that they wouldn't be aware that this was going to be an issue as they lead into the T20 World Cup? We can have some further thoughts on it as the show unfolds this morning. 7 o'clock news is upon us.